愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近在读到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
So recently we have been reading the book of 1 Thessalonians.
晚上我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
So tonight let us look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章我们看到什么？
So what do we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1?
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会是一个成长的教会。
We see that the church of Thessalonica is a church that is growing.
教会啊，不是会堂。
And the church isn't limited to the chapel.
教会是主耶稣宝血所洁净的这一群信徒。
The church is the body that God has sanctified and is the group of members.
那教会叫做主耶稣的身体。
And the church is the body of Jesus.
所以教会如果有主耶稣的生命这个教会会长大。
So the church has the life from Jesus, then it will grow.
那我们一般讲教会的成长大概就是指宣道跟牧养。
And when we usually talk about the growth of the church, we talk about preaching and ministering.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书我们可以看到帖撒罗尼迦教会的成长第一个就是他们的宣道。
So we see in 1 Thessalonians that one of the aspects of their growth of the Church of Thessalonica is their preaching, evangelical work.
那第二个就是他们的牧养工作。
And the second is their work of ministry.
那宣道跟牧养有什么关系？
And what does it have in relation to pastoral work?
有时候我们在教会也遇到这个负责人如果这一届轮到他做宣道，就一直强调宣道很重要。
And whenever we are electing a new council member, we tell them the importance of this work.
那下一届下一届换他做牧养工作牧养最重要。
And for those doing the doing pastoral work, we tell them the importance of pastoral work.
那这个两个什么关系？
And what do these two have in what relationship do these two have?
我们有一个好的牧养工作，我们的宣道才有力量。
If we have good pastoral work, then our evangelical work will have strength.
如果宣道做不起来，常常是因为牧养工作没有做好。
And if we are unable to do evangelical work, it is usually because pastoral work isn't done correctly.
那帖撒罗尼迦教会如果我们看前面第三节第二节。
So if we see the Church of Thessalonica in verse 2.
请读。
Verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers.
第三节。
Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father.
这个第二节到第三节这个保罗说我为你们感谢神。
So in verses 2 and 3, Paul says, we give thanks to God always for you all.
那感谢神。
So what is God giving? What is he thankful of?
第三节三件事情，信望爱。
So in verse 3, there are three things which are faith, labor of love, and patience of hope.
所以信望爱就是我们信仰的三大内容。
So faith, love, and hope are the main categories of our faith.
所以牧养工作就是栽培我们有更大的信心。
So pastoral work requires much more faith.
更多的爱心。
And much more love.
对天国更有盼望。
And have more hope for the kingdom of heaven.
那为什么这个是宣道的基础？
So why is this the foundation of evangelical work?
在我们前面读这个哥罗西书有讲信心的对象就是主耶稣。
So if we look in Colossians, it says that the base, the target of our faith is the Lord Jesus.
如果我们真的对主耶稣有信心
，and if we really have faith in Jesus，
它的功效就是第三节，因为信心所做的功夫。
Then the work is in verse 3, which is the work of faith.
所以宣道工作是信心的工作。
So the work of evangelism is the work of faith.
福音是神的大能。要救一切相信的人，我们信吗
？And the gospel is is the power of God, and do we believe in this?
哦，所以信心已经把我们的生活从这个看得见的世界带到灵界里面。
So faith has changed what we see in this world into the spiritual world.
哦，如果没有信心哦，我们所想所谈的都是地上的事情。
Without faith, what we discuss is only about what is happening in the world.
啊，但是信心让我们看到在灵界里面哦。信耶稣哦，就是要救我们哦的灵魂。
But with faith, we see in the spiritual realm that believing in Jesus is to save our souls.
啊，救恩就是让人从黑暗归向光明。
And salvation is to bring one out of darkness into light.
啊，所以我们看到一个人啊，他没有得救恩。
So when we see someone who is not saved,
不管他今生多有成就，生活多享受，他是活在黑暗里面。
No matter how successful and a good life they live, they are still living in darkness.
黑暗是没有盼望的。
And darkness has no hope.
黑暗是没有生命的。
And darkness has no life.
黑暗是活在罪里面的。
And darkness is living in sin.
那信就是相信救恩把我们从撒旦的权下归向神。
And belief is believing that salvation can help us turn from Satan to God.
我们用肉眼看，活在美国，特别活在加州，生活很舒服。
With our fleshly eyes, we see that living in the United States, which is specifically California, it is very comfortable.
有的人说叫我传福音吗？我家的亲戚啊，我都很羡慕他，我怎么跟他传福音
？And when we tell people to preach, they say that when we tell them to preach to their family members, they're unable to because they are living good lives.
但是在灵界里面只有两国。
But in the spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
如果我们没有接受救恩进到神的国度里面，我们就是在魔鬼的掌管之下。
If we do not accept this grace to enter the kingdom of God, then we are in the control of Satan.
所以信心，我们真的对救恩有信心啊，我们就会很努力去传。
So if we have faith in this salvation, then we will eagerly preach.
救恩就是把人从让人的罪得到赦免。
And salvation is to allow people to be cleansed from their sins.
虽然现在人看起来很自由。
And although people might seem to be free right now.
但是大部分人都被罪捆绑。
But many people are bound by sin.
有的人说我有抽烟的自由。
And a lot of people say I have the freedom to smoke.
但是信耶稣我们有不抽烟的自由。
But after we believe in Jesus, we have the freedom to decide not to smoke.
那哪一个自由比较好？
And which freedom is better?
所以我们有信心，我们会很想传福音。
So if we have faith, then we will eagerly want to preach the word.
所以这里讲信心所做的功夫。
So here it says the work of faith.
那爱心所受的劳苦。
And next is labor of love.
如果我们爱一个慕道朋友。
If we love a truth seeker,
你就会要带领他来信主。
Then you will guide them to know God.
带领人来信主，不是打两个电话他就来信了。
And to let them believe in Jesus is not only to call them a couple of times.
有时候你安排跟他见面。
You have to plan to visit with them.
要开车去访问他。
And drive to make visitations with them.
要花时间跟他讨论道理。
And spend time with them to talk about the doctrines.
有时候甚至要载他到教会来。
And sometimes you have to bring them to church.
那他有困难要帮他祷告。
And if they have difficulties, you have to pray for them.
如果没有爱心怎么做得来？
And without love, how can you do these?
所以为什么愿意为救的人的灵魂来受苦牺牲呢？
So why would people make sacrifices to save others.
就是主的爱在我们里面。
And this is from the Lord's love being in us.
那把这个爱拿掉，谁会去做宣道工作？
And after you remove this love, who will do the evangelical work?
工作已经很辛苦了，工作完了就想要休息，想要享受。
The work is already so burdensome, and after we do it, we want to relax.
所以牧养工作是宣道工作的基础。
So we see that the that pastoral work is the basis of evangelical work.
那下面因盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And later it says, and patience of the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在地上很认真在做工啊，公司都会给我们回报。
So in the world, if we work hard, then we will be repaid by our work.
甚至我们在家里啊，很认真在养孩子，也希望孩子就是你的回报。
And in our homes, if we work hard for our children, then we hope that they are our reward.
不一定是金钱上的。
And it doesn't have to be monetary.
你如果看他成长他将来过得很好的生活，这个就是一种父母的回报。
If you see them grow and live good lives, then this is the repayment for parents.
那我们做圣工的盼望是什么？
And what is our hope in doing a holy work?
从小的方面，我们希望这慕道朋友能够认识神，从神得到丰盛的恩典。
In small aspects, we hope that the truth seekers can taste the goodness of God.
他能够有丰盛的生命，所以他很多的问题可以解决。
And they can have a life full of blessings so that they can solve many problems.
那从大一点来说，
and in the macro level,
我们自战自清的苦楚要成就天国永远的荣耀。
The sufferings that we go through are so that we can obtain the glory and the kingdom of heaven.
我们相信吗？我们为主耶稣所受的劳苦都记在生命册上，将来要得赏赐。
And do we believe that all the work that we do for Jesus will be so that we can be recorded in the book of life and receive blessings?
所以有的人你叫他去载人，他从来不会推辞。
So if you tell someone to pick up other members, they will not decline.
这个不只是说报答神的恩典。
And this is not just repaying the blessings of God.
想到我们所做的很有意义，将来天国有赏赐，这个是恩典。
And when we think that our work is meaningful and we will be rewarded in heaven, then this is a blessing.
所以教会啊，如果牧养的工作啊能够做得好，大家有信心、有爱心、有盼望，哇，宣道工作就有一个很坚强的基础。
So in our pastoral work, if we have much faith, much love, and much hope, then this will be a very strong basis.
那再来看我们一个人。如果真的要参与教会的圣工，
So if we closely examine how we can do the holy work,
比方说牧养工作，这个也是要我们大家来帮忙。
For example, pastoral work is something that we all need to do.
甚至我们在宗教教育系，其实就是在做牧养工作。
And even in religious education, we are actually doing pastoral work.
再过10年，我们 Pacifica 教会变成什么样教会？
And after 10 years, what kind of church will Pacifica Church turn into?
你就看现在宗教教育。
And you will have to look in the religious education today.
这一群的青年，再过10年，有的就变成教会的负责人。
And the youth today, in 10 years, they may become council members.
所以宗教教育很重要。
So religious education is very important.
这是牧养工作。
And this is the work of, this is pastoral work.
那如果牧养工作做得好，我们可以找到很多人很愿意侍奉神。
And if we do pastoral work, then we can easily find people who are eager to work for God.
那如果牧养工作我们没有成长，也找不到人要侍奉神。
And if there's no growth in pastoral work, then it is hard to find anyone who is willing to serve.
那我们先来看侍奉神，在第九节跟第四节，第十节。
So servitude is mentioned in verses 9 and 10.
请读第九节。
Verse 9, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个第九节跟第十节在提到信仰生活的三个阶段。
So in verses 9 and 10, it talks about the main points in our journey of life.
第一点就是归向神。
And the first is to turn to God.
第二点就是侍奉神。
And the second is to serve God.
第三点就是等候神。
And the third one is to wait for God.
侍奉神啊，是一种恩典。
So serving God is a blessing.
只是因为神我们没有看见啊。
But God is one that we cannot see.
你看圣经里面以赛亚，神就显异象给他看。主坐在高高的宝座上。
In the Bible, Isaiah had a vision where he saw that God was in a very great throne. And the seraphim was there praising him.
非常有荣耀, 非常有权柄。
And it was very glorious and full of sovereignty.
那看完之后, 神呼召以赛亚, 他马上说, 我在这里。
So after God called Isaiah, he said, I am here.
那以西结书里面,
and in Ezekiel,
神显神的荣耀给他看。
God manifested his glory to him.
那看完就呼召他。
And after he saw it, he was called.
说我要差你到以色列百姓那里去。
And God said, I want you to go to the Israelites.
他们是心里很刚硬的一群。
They are a group of people with hardened hearts.
你在他们中间好像会被蝎子咬一样。
And if you are among them, then it is like being bitten by scorpions. So Ezekiel went.
所以当一个人能够真的认识神。
So when a person really knows God,
不会有人推迟圣功的。
There will be no one to stop, decline the holy work.
机会, 这也是恩典。
And they see this as this is an opportunity and also a blessing.
所以要服侍又真又活的神。
So it is to serve the living and true God.
为什么要讲他是真的？
And why do we have to say it is a true God?
除了这个神，其他都是假的。
Other than this God, all the other gods are false.
服侍真神价值才不会消失。
And serving the true God will make it so that your status does not disappear.
所以他是真的。
And he is real.
第二个，他是活的。
And second, he is living.
如果一个人啊，信主很久，信仰都没有体验。
If there's a person who has believed for a long time and they have no experiences,
我们有一个最基本的问题。
Then we have a very basic question. Have you really been serving God?
那如果一个人说我有在服侍神呢?
And if this person says they have been serving God,
怎么有可能服侍神对神没有体验?
Then how can they serve God without having experiences?
这里讲神是活的。
And it says here that God is living.
你这样的看，你在公司上班，如果你老板非常的好。
So if you think about it, if you work in a company and your boss is very good,
你很忠心的去做事情。
And you do things wholeheartedly.
你老板不会对你有回应吗?
Would your boss not respond to that?
一定有的。
Of course he would.
那我们服侍这个就是真活的神。
And the one we serve is the living God.
如果我们动机很正确，态度很对，这样认真服侍神哦，神给我们的体验是丰丰满满的。
If we have the attitude and the right eagerness, then God will bless us with abundant blessings.
所以我们活着一定要服侍又真又活的神。
So while we are living, we have to serve the living and true God.
他的价值不会消失，而且在服侍中对神有更活泼的体验。
His status will not disappear, and your value will not disappear, and you will have a stronger
experience.有的人呢，我很想服侍神，但是我就是到现在快退休了，我也没有办法服侍神。
And some people say that they have always wanted to serve God, but almost after they're retiring, still have not.
他就讲一堆理由，这个，我没有办法服侍神。
And they come with a list of reasons of why they cannot serve God.
所以服侍又真又活的神之前要做什么？
So serving the living and true God, before we serve the living and true God, what do we do?
第九节的前面一句话，离弃偶像归向神。
In the first half of verse 9, which it says to turn to God from idols.
不错，我们要信耶稣，要除掉偶像。
And when we worship God, we have to remove the idols.
好像我们这句有慕道者，两代的偶像除掉。
And we have a truth seeker who had two generations of idols that were removed.
结果那个除掉了，祷告就会有体验了。
And after the idols were removed, the prayer starts to the prayer is full of experiences.
但是这里讲要离弃偶像，归向神，接下去才是服侍神。
And here it says to turn to God from the idols, and this is to serve God.
那个偶像是什么？
And what are these idols?
那个偶像就是比神更重要的事情。
The idols are things that are more important than God.
很可能是人。
And it is possible that it is people.
很可能是工作。
Maybe it is work.
很可能是我们的生活方式。
Maybe it is the way we live our lives.
所以 我们天天在调整我们的生活方式。
So every day we are adjusting the way we live.
调整到我们觉得最舒服。
We are adjusting it so that we are the most comfortable.
那现在我们要服侍神。
And now we are serving God.
服侍神，你生活要改变啊。
If you were to serve God, you have to change your lifestyle.
所以那个舒服的生活方式很可能就是偶像啊，你要离开，要改变了。
So this comfortable life might be like the idols, which is something you have to change.
那这个偶像也有可能是职业。
And this idol can be education, can be career.
给我很高的收入。
And this career gives me a high income.
很好的升迁机会。
And a good chance of promotion.
或者我能够有自我实现的机会。
Or I can have a self-realization.
不错，这都是很好。
And it is true. It is not false. These are good.
但是如果我这个工作做下去，我都没有时间、没有精力来服侍神，这个工作真的最好吗？
But if I continue down this job and I do not have time to serve God, is this really the best?
这个工作已经不是跑在神的面前吗？比神还重要吗？
Is this job place of much higher importance than God?
所以我们看到很多人找工作原则很重要啊。
So when we see people that find their jobs, there's their principles needed.
有的本来信仰很好，找到所谓的很好工作，过了几年呢，信仰都没有了。
And sometimes people begin finding jobs with great faith, but after their jobs, they lose it.
为什么？
And why is this?
太累了，回到家里面，你连读圣经祷告的时间也没有，精神也没有。
Because they're tired and they don't have the energy to pray and read the Bible at home.
礼拜六，真的太累了，他不想来教会。
And on Saturdays, they are too tired and they don't want to come to church.
来了也没有办法服侍。
After they come to church, they cannot serve.
因为他只想要休息。
Because all they want to do is relax.
所以什么叫离开偶像？
So what does it mean to leave from the idols?
收入少一点没有关系。
And having a lower wage is not bad.
但是我有更多的时间体力来服侍神。
But I have more time to come to serve God.
这样我们才有办法真的过一个很有意义的生活。
And through this, we can live out a meaningful life.
那这个偶像也有可能是自己的小孩子。
And this idol can possibly be our own kids.
不错，要爱自己的小孩子啊。
It's right to love our kids.
但是我们知道谁最爱我们的小孩子。
Who is it that loves our kids most?
如果我们想是我最爱我的小孩子，这不跟圣经讲不一样啊。
If we think that it is us who love our kids most, then that is different than what the Bible says.
神最爱我们的小孩子啊。
God loves our kids the most.
我们照顾不到的，神可以照顾他。
And what we can't care for them, God can take care of it.
所以爱小孩子不错，如果爱到我没有办法服侍神，那个不是偶像吗？
So loving our kids isn't bad, but if we love to the point that we can't serve God, aren't they idols?
所以为什么这么多人想服侍神，一直到退休都没有办法为教会做什么？
So how come there are so many people who want to serve God, but even until retirement, they haven't done anything?
因为心中有一个很喜好的，觉得很重要的，没有办法把它拿掉。
It is because in their hearts they have something that is very important that they cannot get rid of.
所以要把这个偶像拿掉，重新把神地位提高。
So we have to remove these idols and reposition our priorities for God.
整个心都被世界充满，这个倒出去，把神放进来。
And if our hearts are filled with the world, we have to pour it empty and let God in.
这个需要很大的信心。
And this requires great faith.
那这样做，我们才能够真的过服侍的生活。
And if we do this, then we can live out a life of servitude.
那归向神，服侍神，又真又活神，那下一步怎么办？
And turning to God and serving the living and true God, what do we do after?
我们看第10节。
Let us look at verse 10.
等候他儿子从天降临。
And to wait for his son from heaven.
就是他从死里复活，脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
主耶稣第二次要再来。
And Jesus will come a second time.
主耶稣再来是带着愤怒下来。
And when Jesus comes again, he will bring wrath with him.
但是主耶稣再来，有一群人要欢喜快乐来见到他。
But when Jesus comes again, there will be people who will be joyful and rejoice at his presence.
是谁？
And who are they?
那些离开偶像归向神，真的认真在服侍神的人。
It is the people who have turned to God from the idols to serve him.
不要想说那一天很远啊。
And don't think that that day is very far.
哦，你看啊，我们最近哦，这个世界局势的变化。
If you look at how the world is changing, the world climate and how it's changing.
哦，俄罗斯总统好几次讲啊，他会用核子弹的。
And the Russian president has talked about how he wants to use atomic bombs.
哦，美国总统好几次讲啊，这可能引起第三次世界大战了。
And the American president has mentioned that this may be the third world war.
哦，所以。我们处在人类历史的最后一个阶段。
So we are nearing the end of the era of humankind.
为什么我们对世界这么有兴趣呢
？And why do we have so much interest in the world?
啊，主耶稣再来。
Jesus will come again.
我们所要得到的是什么
？And what will we gain from that?
就是从天上他来的赏赐。
And it is the blessings that he pours on us.
哦，所以我们的牧养工作就是让我们能够。有信心离开偶像归向神。
So our pastoral work is so that we can have faith, leave our idols, and turn to God.
啊，然后服侍又真又活的神。
And serve the living and true God.
然后我们可以等候主耶稣再来。
And then we can wait for when he comes again.
他什么时候再来啊？我们都很喜乐。
And when will he come again? Because we will be very joyful.
因为我每一天活着就是为着讨他的喜欢。
Because every day that we live is to find favor in Him.
那他一定会带给我们很大的荣耀。
And He will reward us with great glory.
好，那我们要做宣道工作，需要一些属灵的装备。
And doing pastoral work, we need spiritual preparations.
那这个属灵的装备也是牧养工作所得来的。
And these spiritual preparations can also be attained from doing pastoral work.
所以我们不要把它想说哦，来教会只听到一堆哦，不要犯奸淫不要做这个，不要做那个，一堆教条。
So we don't want to just think that coming to church is to listen about the rules and regulations, like how not to commit adultery or do this or that.
我们来教会除了拜神之外啊，就是要装备自己。
Other than worshiping God in church, it is also to prepare ourselves,
所以
to equip ourselves.
我们可以去做宣道工作。
And this is so that we can go and do the pastoral work.
那怎么装备自己？
So how do we equip ourselves?
我们先回来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
So let us look again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
我们仔细看看啊，要做一个传福音的人啊，要有几个装备。
So let us look at what we need to equip as a person who preaches the gospel.
我算出来五个装备。
So if you count, then there are five.
这个就是我们一直要预备自己的。
And this is what we need to prepare ourselves with.
第一个装备是什么？
And what is the first equipment?
言语。
It is the word.
言语不是口才啊。
A word is not speech.
言语是。
Oh, eloquence.
我们对真理的认识。
A word is the level of understanding we have with the word.
我还记得一个弟兄在见证。
I remember there was a brother who testified.
有一次啊，一个慕道者来。
One time a truth seeker came.
教会请他跟那个慕道者谈道理。
And the church invited the truth seeker to talk about the doctrines.
那慕道者问一些问题，他答不出来。
And the truth seeker asked him some questions that he was unable to answer.
他觉得我从小在真耶稣教会信主，为什么慕道者的问题我答不出来
？And he thought to himself, he's been a church member for all his life, and how come the truth seeker's questions is something he cannot answer?
所以他就把教会里面的福音小册子、传单全部都拿回家哦，像慕道者一样。一张一张，一本一本，这样一直读。
So then he took, and after that, he took all the pamphlets and books and went home to continue to study them.
过了几年之后
，and after a few years,
那同样一个教会啊，人就觉得，哎，这个弟兄怎么不太一样啊？什么都能答。
The church noticed that this brother was different. He could answer anything.
为什么
？And why is that?
他有经过一段时间去追求，在真理上装备自己。
Because he went through a time where he wanted to equip himself.
所以我们对福音的装备是什么？
How do we equip the gospel?
最
ourselves for the gospel.
最重要就是我们真理主教会十大信条。
And the best way is through the ten basic beliefs of our church.
十大信条我们背得起来吗？
And can we recite the 10 basic beliefs?
十大信条有真理主教会五大教义。
Oh, the 10 articles of faith have the first have the 5 basic doctrines.
那这五大教义每一条跟一般教会都不一样。
And the 5 basic doctrines is different than that of other churches.
我们背得出来五大教义是什么吗？
Can we recite the 5 doctrines of the True Jesus Church?
那如果每一个人在言语上装备，我们明天来的一些慕道朋友，最基本的问题，我们大家都可以跟他们谈。
So if everyone prepares themselves and equips themselves with the word, then when there are truth seekers that come tomorrow, then we can talk to them.
所以能够带慕道者来很好，但是我们本身能够做初步的宣道工作更好。
Being able to bring in truth seekers is very good, but also being able to carry out the pastoral work is even better.
但是要在言语上要装备。
But you have to equip yourself in the word.
那除了言语之外，那我们要做什么？
And other than equipping yourself with the word, what is there?
好，我们再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
好，第五节讲你们福音传到那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。福音传开要全柄。
So for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power.
这个权柄不一定是神迹奇事，我能够行神迹，我才能传福音。
And this power is not just performing miracles, where we can bring people if we can only perform miracles.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
The Holy Spirit's, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
你看，彼得在五旬节起来讲道理。
So when you see that Peter spoke the sermon during Pentecost,
人都看觉得他是一个渔夫啊。
Everyone saw him as merely a fisherman.
但是3000个人好像刀在扎心了。But
for the 3,000 people, it felt that their hearts were pierced.
那个刀是什么？
And what knife is that?
刀就是福音的讯息。And
the knife is the message of the gospel.
那为什么会扎到人的心？
And why does it pierce into the hearts of people?
因为有权柄。It
is because it has power.
要改变一个人的心很难啊。
And changing someone's heart is very hard.
但是如果神的权柄在运行，改变一个人心是很简单的。
But if God's power is acting upon them, then changing them, then changing their hearts is easy.
所以，如果我们真的要做宣道工作，要过祈祷的生活。
So if we really want to do evangelical work, we have to live a life of prayer.
有时候我们祷告会啊，我们每一次聚会最后祷告15分钟。
Sometimes in our prayers after services, we pray for 15 minutes.
15分钟是最少的。
And 15 minutes is the least amount.
如果我们真的要做基督的精兵，
if we really want to be in the army of Christ,
一天祷告15分钟是最少最少的。
Praying every day for 15 minutes is the bare minimum.
要装备属灵的权柄。
And you have to equip yourself with the power.
那我们传道理，别人才会受感动。
And if we preach the gospel, then other people can be touched.
那下面还有圣灵。
And next, there's also the Holy Spirit.
要圣灵的带领，圣灵的运行。
And we need the Holy Spirit's guidance and also and its workings.
所以为什么我们聚会前要祷告五六分钟，五分钟？
So how come before the services we have to pray for 5 to 6 minutes?
我们在祷告什么？
And what are we praying for?
如果我们带慕道者来。
If we bring truth seekers in,
我们要一直祷告，求神开他的心，圣灵运行，让他道理听得懂。
We have to pray for the truth seekers that the Holy Spirit can work in them so that they can understand the sermon.
因为我们讲的都是属灵的。
Because what we say is all spiritual.
用属灵的话解释属灵的事情。
You use spiritual words to explain spiritual things.
如果圣灵开他的心，他听得懂，那就哦，这真的很好。
If the Holy Spirit opens their hearts, then they can truly understand what's going on.
这个是至宝，这个是神的话。And
this is a treasure, and this is the word of God.
那第二章里面，这不是人的道，这是神的道。And
in chapter 2, it is not the word of God, but this is not the word of man, but the word of God.
如果一天花了几个小时在上网，
if every day you spend hours on the web,
我们得到什么智慧？
what type of or what kind of wisdom do you get from that?
但是我们听了几十分钟的福音，哇！如果神开我们的心了，就我们就有光照我们的心了。
But if you listen to just 10 minutes of the gospel, then you will feel God shining on us.
这需要圣灵的工作。
And this needs the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要找慕道朋友，需要有圣灵的带领。
And if we want to find truth seekers, we also need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
比方说，再过两三个礼拜，我们就要联合布道会。
For example, in 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have our spiritual convocation.
求神让我们遇到好机会。
And we ask God to let us come across good opportunities.
找到神所要拣选的慕道朋友。
So we can find the truth seekers that God wants to choose.
那接下去，充足的信心。
And next is the is in much assurance.
啊，对，我们要传福音哈，对这个工作啊，要求神给我们有这个信心。
When we preach the gospel, we have to ask God to give us much faith.
哦，那信心越强啊，我们在做这个工作，我们就不会灰心。
And the stronger our faith, we will not be discouraged when doing this work.
啊，有时候啊。在教会也发生过。
And sometimes in church this has happened.
有的信徒已经信了十几年。
Some members have been members for a long time.
牧道主问他说，为什么真耶稣教会是独一的真教会？
And truth seekers ask them, why is the True Jesus Church the only true church?
他说这个我现在还在研究中。
And they say, this is something that I am still studying.
哦，所以那个慕道者以后就没有来了。
So then the truth seeker never came back.
信主十几年，真耶稣教会的独一真教会还在研究。
Believing in the Lord for so long, and you're still studying the reason why the church is true.
哦，我们要有信心。
So we need to have faith.
啊，我们的福音是神给我们启示的。
The gospel we have is revealed to us by God.
身体只有一个。
And there's only one body.
那个身体就是真耶稣教会。
And that one body is the True Jesus Church. Is the True Jesus Church.
我们信吗？
Do we believe in this?
如果我们信，
If we do,
我们讲会毫不迟疑的，这个就是对的。
Then what we say is we can say with conviction that this is all right.
好，那我们再来回来看第一章的第五节。
So let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 5.
正如你们知道，我们在那里为你们的缘故怎样为人，下面就是为人。
As you know, what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
当一个朋友来到教会，
When a friend comes to church,
他没有看到神。
Do they see God?
他没有看到神啊。
They don't see God.
他看到什么？
Then what do they see?
看到弟兄姐妹。
They see the brothers and sisters.
所以我们的为人，我们的生活，如果真的有结果子
，So in our character and in our lifestyle, if we can bear fruit，
果子是什么？
What is the fruit？
圣灵果就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，九个表现。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit has 9 characteristics, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness.
真的很多慕道朋友来到教会以后，觉得哇，教会里面人真的很好。
And there will be many truth seekers that come to the church and experience that it is truly good.
因为每个人都有结果子。
Because everyone is bearing fruit.
所以他觉得来教会是一种享受。
So they think that coming to church is an enjoyment.
他在我们信徒的生活中看到主耶稣的光。
And in the lives of the members, they can see the light from God.
所以他还要想再来。
So they want to come back.
因为比起外面这个黑世界的黑暗，真的太大的不同。
Because compared to the dark world, it is there's a great contrast.
所以这个几个属灵的装备就是牧养工作所造成的。
So these spiritual equipments are possible from pastoral work.
所以我们教会里面牧养工作是一个基础。
So in our church, A pastoral work is one of the foundations.
要做宣道工作，我们就有能够做得越来越好。
And because it's a foundation, we can do better in the pastoral work.
因此，帖撒罗尼迦教会信仰一直在成长。
And the church of Thessalonica has continued to improve and grow.
好，我们看第六节。
Let us look at verse 6.
请
verse 6, "And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit."
第七节.
Verse 7, "So that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe."
第八节.
Verse 8, "For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything."
为什么帖撒罗尼迦教会会一直在成长?
So why is the Church of Thessalonica always growing?
在这个地方讲, 你们就效法我们也效法主耶稣。
Here it says, your faith toward God has gone out.
效法我们也效法主耶稣。第六节最后。
And you became followers of us and of the Lord.
也就是说我们把榜样设在前面，最后的榜样就是主耶稣，这样一直调整自己，我们的信仰就在成长。
Which means that we are examples, and God is the example also behind us, and through this we can continue to grow.
所以我们一起来追求信仰的成长。
So let us all continue to pursue for the spiritual growth.
把主耶稣当榜样。
And let the Lord Jesus be our example.
圣经的古圣徒也是我们的榜样。
And the old apostles in the Bible are also our example.
那我们在成长，宣道工作能够做得好，教会就在成长。
And in our growth, and if we can do the evangelical work well, then there will be growth in the church.
神的荣耀就彰显在我们中间。
And God's glory will be shown upon us.